It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we are taking a look at art inspired by the Iowa caucuses. And next up, Caucus the Musical. It had its first full production in 2008. It was revamped in 2012, and now it is back again with performances through February 6th at the Des Moines Performing Arts Stoner Theater. And with me now, creator and producer Robert John Ford. Hello, Robert.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And Allison Schaefer is also here, director and choreographer of Caucus the Musical. Hello, Allison.
Hi, Charity. Thanks so much for having us.
Well, thank you for being here. And Robert, I know it's a story you've told before, but let's go back not to 2008. Let's go back to 2003 when you first had the inspiration for Caucus the Musical. Tell us what happened.
Sure. For a long time, I'd been thinking about writing a show about the caucuses, and it just seemed that theater is so, or politics is so theatrical, and there's so much music in theater as well, and there's larger-than-life characters, and I thought, this has to be a musical. It can't be just a straight play. It has to be a musical comedy. So I began writing it in the fall of 2003, kind of put it together very, very quickly. We did a stage reading before the caucuses that year, and it went so well that we decided that we would do a full production in 2008, and since then, it's become a caucus year tradition.
Well, and was there a moment that really inspired you in your observation of the caucuses?
I believe the first time I really got the idea that this is theatrical was when I was in college and I was going to class one day, and I think I passed three different presidential candidates eager to shake my hand. And it just seems so surreal to me that this is happening, and that we here in Iowa are really the only people, other than people maybe in New Hampshire, that understand how much direct access we have to the candidates, and how in some ways it's very funny in its own way. So I just felt the whole thing begged to be put on the stage.
Well, and you talk about how it was surreal. And as I mentioned earlier in the hour, there are many moments during the caucus season that do feel stranger than fiction. Was it intimidating at all to take something that's so unusual anyway and try to create satire around it?
You know, this was the easiest play I've ever written. I wrote it in just a few days because everything it was out there. The material was there. It was just putting it in order and creating the story around it. But you're right. It's especially this year, it's been difficult for us to decide what do we actually put in the play, because what we put in the play is almost tamer than what is happening in the real election process this year. And so it's always a big decision as to how absurd we want to get on stage versus how absurd it's getting in the real election.
All right. Well, before we talk about this year's production, let's listen to a little bit of music that was recorded with the original production in 2008. This is just a little bit of the song, "It's Time to Go to Iowa."
When the rivers freeze and cease to flow, that's when you know it's time to go to Iowa. It's the premier destination for the savvy presidential wannabe. Folks who hold your destiny. See, why cuddle up with your loved ones when you can cuddle simple times in Iowa? 'Cause if you do, a year from now, you'll be the one who trims the White House tree.
All right, that's just a moment from the song, "It's Time to Go to Iowa." And you know, there's nothing about that song. None of the lyrics in there sound untrue to me at all, Robert. When you guys put this play on in Iowa as opposed to other places, does it play different? Does it play more like reality here?
What's wonderful is we have a real mix of audiences at this time of year. We have people that are from Iowa that just love the experience of being able to take 2 hours away from what's really happening and laugh at the process and just enjoy what we're putting on stage. But then we also have a lot of out-of-town visitors seeing the show too. And for some of them, it's an education about the caucus process and how we see it. But also for a lot of them, it's baffling to them. They're going, this really happens every 4 years in Iowa? And essentially, it does.
And did you feel a responsibility to educate along with entertain?
I did, absolutely, because I feel like one of the things that I wanted to accomplish with this is not only show the process, but educate those people that are not aware of the role that Iowa plays in the process and just what a caucus is. I don't think a lot of people even understand that.
I'm talking with Robert John Ford, creator and producer of Caucus the Musical. And Allison Schaefer is also here, director and choreographer of Caucus the Musical. Allison, how long have you been involved with Caucus?
I choreographed the production back in 2012 and was asked by Robert this past summer, well, I guess maybe it was earlier than that, to direct as well as choreograph this current production.
And Robert, I know that you are a native Iowan, right?
I am, yes.
And how about you, Allison? What's your background?
I am an Iowan as well.
All right. So you grew up also watching the caucuses?
Absolutely. And hearkening back to your discussion a bit ago with Robert, I have to add that part of the fun in watching this is that it's almost as if you have two productions in one. You have what's happening on stage, but also the reaction of the Iowans and the crowd, the audience members watching is a whole other production unto itself.
I'm sure that's endlessly entertaining. And now in this caucus season, there's been so much political theater going on. It's a particularly rich caucus season, I think, for that. How have you responded to that with the musical?
This year, the musical is very different than the previous two productions we've done. When I first started talking to Allison about doing this, I said, I really want to redo this and make it fresh and bring it up to date a bit. And then, of course, the current crop of presidential candidates influenced how we were going to proceed with that. We have five candidate characters in the show. They're all composites of current and previous candidates. But this year, we felt there was a need to add one more that really reflected just sort of what was happening in real life this year. And people will definitely recognize that character, but it certainly changed.
Can you tell me the name of that character?
The name of that character is Ronald Blunt.
All right.
And it certainly changed sort of the whole tone of the show and the direction of the show. So it required a lot of changing. We've put in six new songs this time, and the ending is slightly different. There's a lot of change in this. So people that have seen the show before, it will seem to be a new production for them.
One other addition is the whole component of the media, newspapers, radio, TV, and how they have changed the landscape of the whole process, but also social media. We've added a lot of iPads and cell phones and just that look to sort of update that whole influence as well.
Well, and have the two of you, I mean, obviously you're watching the caucus process around you. Has there been any anxiety about, oh, things are going to get so ridiculous that our play's not going to seem as funny?
Absolutely. We've talked about that a lot, actually. we did worry about that. And thankfully, the show is the audiences are loving it and they're finding it very funny. But you're right. We reached a point where we said we can no longer try to reflect what's happening in reality because that is getting so absurd that people would never believe that would happen on stage. You know, that's just so made up that it wouldn't be possible. So we've tried to reflect a little bit of the reality, but also keep the fictional part of it in the story as well.
Well, and Allison, I can imagine with directing your actors and actresses, you know, this is an over-the-top production, but again, it's been an over-the-top political season. Are people trying to imitate candidates, or are they trying to make these characters something different?
Well, that's an excellent question. The one particular candidate that Robert alluded to earlier, there are just certain mannerisms and aspects that beg to be drawn into the performance. Yet we also want to have a kernel of truth to these performances as well. So finding that balance has been a little tricky, but I think we've achieved it.
Absolutely.
Have you made any changes to the show based on reality after it was written and you started rehearsing?
We decided in December that we were, at that point, we set a date that we were no longer going to make any changes to the script, even if something really crazy happened in real life. We decided we're going to kind of stick with what we have. I have the uncanny ability to predict kind of what's going to happen in the next month or so
Oh, really?
After we're done making those cuts because I've every year, a lot of things that I put in the play that have not occurred yet by the week of the caucuses start happening. And we've had that happen on with several things this week that are already reflected.
Give me an example.
Well, I understand that last night there's a new campaign out by the Duck Dynasty person for Ted Cruz, and we actually have something like that in the show as well. Not for Ted Cruz specifically, but just the Duck Dynasty reference. And a few other things.
The media is going to start coming to you to tell the future.
Well, the biggest future telling, I guess, in the past was in 2004, I introduced a character that was an unknown Alaskan governor. And sure enough, 4 years later, that character was a real character.
Now, I know that both of you do a lot of other work as well. You work a lot with a dramatic theater, and you've really – your career has changed pretty dramatically, Robert, since you started with this in 2003. What does it feel like to revisit this material every 4 years?
It's always difficult to kind of go back to this because it's – you think, oh, this was something that – played well in 2003, but is it going to play again well in 2008 and on and on? And I always doubt that the audiences are going to come back to see it one more time, but it's sort of become like a Christmas carol in a sense that you can do it every year, you can do a new production of it, and the audiences are there. So it's a bit daunting to have to rewrite as much as I did this year, but I think we created a much better product as well.
How about for you, Allison, coming back to something that you worked on in 2012, how does that feel?
You know, it's really been a treat because we get to revisit some of those numbers that I originally worked on and determine how we can better focus them and make them more story appropriate. But also what's been really fun is to work on the new numbers, being able to create them from scratch, if you will. There's one that Robert wrote called Keep 'em Guessing, where the campaign managers are encouraging the candidates to sort of direct the family members in a certain way. And so figuring out how to represent that on stage through the use of actual puppetry has been really, really fun.
And I have to say that this production is so great because of one person, and that person is sitting next to me right now. The best choice I ever made was getting Allison to direct and choreograph this because it's incredibly staged, and it's a huge challenge to put 24 actors on this tiny stage, and she's done it wonderfully, and I think it works very, very well.
Before we run out of time, I want to listen to another number, and this is again from the cast recording in 2008, but let's listen to a little bit of I Declare.
Oh, good Lord, they're on each and every channel. These candidates among the left and right. It won't be long before their campaign infomercials preempt my Cops and Wheel of Fortune every night. She can blah, 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 blah. When it comes to politics, I'm the one who has the fix.
When you look at all these fools, it's no wonder chaos rules.
When you launch a long campaign, you must firmly grasp the reins and say,
a little bit of I Declare from Caucus the Musical. And as I mentioned before, you've put on productions of Caucus elsewhere, other places around the country, not in Iowa. Where does it play best out of Iowa?
Well, I think the other production that went very well was one in New Hampshire a few years ago, and because essentially they understand the process as well, and they can see a little bit of themselves in what we here in Iowa already know. So it was easy to put that on in New Hampshire, and the audiences really enjoyed it as well.
Now, of course, every 8 years we get very active caucuses in both parties. Every 4 years, usually it's the in between. We have a lot more action on one side than the other. Does that change the play, or do you focus on one party more?
It does
than
change the play. The play in 2004, we had only Democratic candidates that year because there was a Republican incumbent. Then in 2008, we had Republican and Democratic candidates. 2012, we only had Republican candidates. Mm-hmm. And now we're back to having it split up again. And so it does change the tone and you know, the issues change. And so each year we have to kind of reflect what's happening in real life.
Now, spending all of this time with your fictional candidates and sending up the process, how does that change how you watch the political process? And Robert, I'll let you go first, but I want to hear from both of you.
We were just talking about this before we got on the air, too, and I've become much more cynical about things. And so it does impact how you see the real process and the real candidates as well.
Well, and I think we're constantly watching. I came to him this morning. Did you see that one this morning, that new ad? You're just so much more aware of everything that's out there.
And is there a message that you want the audience to leave with? Obviously, you want them to have fun. You want them to laugh. What else do you want people to take away?
There is a message. And even though it is a two-hour show with much laughter, there is a point toward the end of the show where there's a somber moment where we kind of take a step back from all of the craziness and say, this is what it's really all about. And the fact is that even though the media and the super PACs and the campaigns themselves are telling us who to vote for, it's still up to us, the people, and we get to decide, and no one else can decide for us. And that's sort of the message, the takeaway message from this production.
Anything you want to add, Allison?
No, I think that was well said.
All right. And will you be back again in 2020?
Oh, gosh. I just want to get through the next 2 weeks, and then we'll think about that later.
All right. And production continues through February 6th at the Des Moines Performing Arts Stoner Theater. And any other plans through the election season elsewhere?
There are several other theaters that are planning to do the production later this year. I know Newton Community Theater is planning to do it, and a few others that they have not announced it yet, so I can't say it. But you'll see it elsewhere in Iowa this year.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. Robert John Ford, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Robert John Ford, creator and producer of Caucus the Musical, and Allison Schaefer, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Director and choreographer of Caucus the Musical, and Caucus the Musical will be in production through February 6th, as I mentioned before, at the Des Moines Performing Arts Stoner Theater. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.